Worship you as a family. Come join us down front. Let's worship our King together. He's worthy. Come on. Come on. Let's worship Him together as a family. He's worthy. He's worthy of even us giving our bodies, presenting our bodies to Him. Hallelujah. Spirit, soul, and body, we worship you, God. We're yours. We belong to you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Because we love you.
You took our shame and our guilt.
We worship you.
We thank you. We're so thankful.
We worship you.
Hallelujah. That's why we can come worship you.
I see the Lord with great big arms just wrapping around this whole church. The Father's great big arms are just wrapped around this church. And He's holding us so close. He loves us so much. It doesn't matter where you think you might be on this journey with Him. His arms are wrapped just as much around you and us and all of us. He's wrapped so tight around us. He loves us so much that I believe there's tears in His eyes. Have you ever loved something so much you just want to cry? He wraps His arms around us. And He's holding us.
Thank you, Father.
Like that song says, He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got every one of us holding us so tight. And He won't let go. You'd have to pry yourself out of His arms to get away from Him. He loves you so much, He's holding on to you with all of His might. Jesus, we love you so much. We thank you for your great big arms that are able to hold us, Jesus. We feel so safe and secure in you. Nothing can harm us, Jesus. We've been made more than conquerors. There's nothing to fear. There's nothing to fear, Lord. We are your creation. We are your people. You love us, Jesus. You love us. You love us, God. You love us so much. We know you love us. We're here for you. To worship you. Give you praise. Open our hearts to you and receive what it is that you have for this day. We're here for you, Jesus. We're here for you, Lord. For nothing else but you. Just to show you we love you, and just to show your people your love. That's all, Jesus. We're here for you. Thank you for loving us so much. We worship you because we love you, Lord. And we're so thankful. There's not much we can do but tell you we love you, Jesus. There's nothing else we could do but just stand in your presence with our hearts, our mouths filled with praise, our hands lifted up, worshiping you, offering our all to you. We don't want our lives, Jesus. We don't want our lives, Lord. We only want you. Have your way. As we worship you, we worship you. We worship you, Jesus. Be glorified. Be magnified. You are the King of Kings. And you are the Lord of Lords. And these are not just words that we say, Lord Jesus. It's not just a continual confession or words that we speak just to pass the time. We're not just trying to fill a moment in time, Jesus, just to get through a service. God, we love you. We worship you right here and right now, Jesus, with all of our hearts, with every bit of excitement and exuberance from our spirit. We love you, Jesus, and we mean it with all of our heart, Lord, with all of our soul, all of our mind, Jesus. We love you. We worship you. We worship you.
This morning, and you're waiting on a word from the Lord, He's got a word for you, for everybody. He left it in His word for you to cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. If you lay it at His feet, He has the answer. He has the answer this morning. He wants you to cast it on Him. Wait for His answer. As much as we hear that we love Him, it doesn't touch how much He loves us. He loves you so much with an everlasting love. And He's waiting for you to cast your care upon Him. Cast your care upon Him.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
We will do that, Lord.
Praise you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Just wanted to encourage you all the more to lean in. I can feel you worshiping. But you've got to know how much your Heavenly Father loves you, wraps His arms around you, and pulls you in every way possible. We spend a lot of hours, not in works, but in grace, praying for the, if you want to say it this way, the choreography. It's not, but it's the absolute destination that we're headed. The Holy Spirit, all of these things, all of these services are scripted by the Holy Ghost. And they're for you. So it's their confidence that He wants to rise to a place where every need can be met inside of you. You're not here by accident or chance. I just said to Him, you're so cute. The way He does stuff, she don't know. Today's message is casting all your care on Him. That was today's message. I bet we'll get there. But we're one mind in Him. So what He wants you to know is this. Lean into worship. Either there or up front or wherever. But cast all your care upon Him. But you'll know even more so when you leave here how to do that. But the beginning part of it is to humble yourself. The first thing that you can do to humble yourself is dismiss every other thought. Some of you are fishing or playing basketball or softball or worried about the kids or wondering how to make that next payment. That's a sense of pride. You can give Him 2 hours with nothing but unadulterated. That's not a bad word. Unadulterated means single-hearted worship towards Him. Can we do that?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Praise You, Father. Jesus.
Forever.
Jesus.
Forever.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Jesus.
We worship You.
Hallelujah.
We
worship You, Jesus.
We love You, Lord.
So thank
You. With everything that is in
us, magnify Your name, Jesus.
I love You.
Magnify Your name. Exalt You, Jesus.
Worship You, Jesus.
We exalt You.
I love You.
Everyone to know you, Jesus. We don't want you just ourselves, Lord. We want this for everyone. We want everyone to know you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that all of our friends, all of our loved ones, every member of our family, every person in our neighborhoods, all those around us, Jesus, as far out as you can reach through us, Lord Jesus, say that every one of them know you. I thank you, Jesus, that you've wrapped your arms around them just as you have us. That you're drawing them in, Lord Jesus, to this place or some other place like it, Lord, that knows you. We thank you, Jesus, that you love them. That you gave your life for them just like you did us. And I thank you that every one of them will find you, Jesus. That they will respond to your call.
Hallelujah.
That they will receive you. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you.
Your word will be life, Jesus.
We worship you. We love you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We worship you.
As the prophetic prayers begin to start, that was the first of one, and feel an unction to begin. Would you agree with me and stand with me in these things? Father, we worship you. We thank you that Immokalee is saved. Among our confessions of the blind seeing and the lame walking, all of the miraculous is that there is a presence here. we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that Christ in us may be exalted in due season. We pray for the streets of Immokalee, the highways, the byways, the back streets, the places where the drugs are sold and the prostitution, the places, Lord God, where alternative lifestyles, places of abandonment. Father, we pray that there will be Joel's army, a devouring force of locusts, the power of God in the righteous that will devour this city in Jesus' name. Father, we count not ourselves to be anything, but in You all things. For many have come and many have gone, and oftentimes well-intended has been destroyed. Lord, raise up a generation that will escape the wrath of the wicked one, that will humble themselves enough in the presence of Your grace to find a way of escape. That the parts of us that are changing will not be held and garrisoned against us to our destruction. But that, Lord, that there will be no fear, no anxiety. Lord, we thank You because as we humble ourselves before You and cry out for grace, that, Lord, that You cause us to rise up as a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, kings and priests unto You, awaiting the bridegroom, looking unto You in the covering of Your blood to always saturate us and to deliver us. Father, we thank You that You deliver us out of the hands of the principality over this region, and that You keep us, spirit, soul, and body. For we dive into Your mercies and dive into Your grace. Even when we're not conscious of these things, they are there. And this is our acknowledgement. Lord, I pray that the spirit of abandonment that has been in Immokalee, the fathers that have walked away from their homes, Lord, I call this place, though it was once spoken of this place as a place of Your glory being departed, the word, though not yet understood or not understood at the time by many that spoke, was Ichabod, the glory of God has departed, but we call this place the house of God. We call it Bethel, the house of God. We call it the habitation of angels and habitation of Holy Spirit. Only Your glory. Sons and daughters, Lord, interrupt their life. Let them not go the way of their fathers. Let them not go the way of their mothers. But let them begin to rekindle and to see what they have never seen. I pray, Holy Spirit, that You'll come and teach this next generation through us. Lord, I pray that supernaturally what they have not been taught at home, the honor of parents, the love for each other, the solidarity that comes, Lord, by cherishing the family unit. Father, I thank You that the spirit of gambling is taken out of our city. The ruthlessness that, Lord, comes with it. The violence, the arrogance of heart. Father, I thank You that You will not curse or bring us down, but rather that You've lifted us up through the cross of Jesus Christ. We give You all the glory. Immokalee is saved. Immokalee is saved. Immokalee is saved, Father. We worship You. We worship You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Try this. I saw a car pulling into the parking lot. Person getting out and coming in. And they said, What's going on here? What are y'all doing? And then later I saw two cars. And later I saw three or four cars coming in. Same thing. Wanting to know what's going on in this place. And then I saw a fire truck sitting out here. And the firemen come running in the hoses. And they, so we saw the flames coming out of the building. There was no fire, you know. It was the Holy Ghost filled this place. That all came about when Pastor said, you know, leave your basketball games back there and leave your pots on the stove and concentrate on worshiping Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's all by your Spirit.
Hallelujah.
It's all by your Spirit.
Hallelujah, Lord. We will worship you. We will worship you with all our hearts, with all that's in us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We worship you.
Hallelujah. We praise
you. We exalt you.
Hallelujah, Father.
We love you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
We glorify you for that, Lord.
For all you're doing, Lord. It's your work, Lord. It's not of us. It's all of you. It's all of you. We give you the glory. We just back up and let you through. We worship you.
So powerful.
consuming fire. We worship you. We worship you.
Hallelujah.
Again and again.
Hallelujah.
Continually. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We love you,
Pastor was praying. Soon that he mentioned the angels, I saw I closed my eyes and I saw one standing right there, and I could see darkness just hovering, but pretty much there was light all around the church. And seemed as if he was telling me to lean in. And I was telling the whole church in general. And then as I keep seeing this, I see the light just keep pushing the darkness. It's as if the angel just taking a step forward. And I think that is what's coming with our growth. And even when he mentioned the casino, I could see to a point where the light had already kept pushing forward to where it started taking over those areas. And it's like as if back in history, remember that pretty much there would be armies that are taking over areas, and every battle they win, they take over the area. And I think that's what this symbolized. Every time we lean in, and every time we keep going forward, the habitation will get stronger, and it'll have a ripple effect, and it'll keep pushing forward and forward into the darkness until we do get this revival. And it will happen throughout this revival.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Just makes us want to. Keep pressing in, Lord.
And in you is no dark.
Keep going forward in worship. Worship.
Hallelujah. The light of the world.
Worship.
All light of the world. Worship. Praise you, Jesus.
Keep our minds on you.
Light of the world. Worship.
Worship.
We celebrate you. Hallelujah.
As you move, we worship you. We adore you. We love you so much. We exalt you. Worship you. Worship you. We're looking to you.
Thank you.
This place is a place of holiness. It's a place of prayer. God said to me this morning, and I'm shaking inside with His presence. His presence is all in this place, from the back to the front, all around. Even like Howard said, as the cars pull in, they really don't rightly know yet, but they will find out. They will find out. And there is a fire in this place. And God spoke to me just as clear. And He said, this is a holy place. He said, because where I am, it's a holy place. So we need to reverence God this morning. Pray in that wonderful language He's given you. Because it'll bring you to that place where He can release Himself within you to be a part of this revival that's coming. God says within my spirit that it's a raging revival that's going to rage. And it's going to be like a blaze through the land. And it's going to leave nothing but God in its tracks. So therefore, this is holy. This is a holy place. Because He's a holy God. Holy.
Jesus. Jesus. By your grace, Father. That which I have received. The atmosphere in the homes. Angels go with them as each and every person goes home. Create an atmosphere to speak and to say. That paralyzed tongue that the enemy brings, go in the name of Jesus, you foul spirit from hell. We refuse. These words will you hear in our homes. I refuse. And I take authority over this atmosphere in the name of Jesus. We will no longer be paralyzed. We will no longer sit and allow confusion to reign in our homes. We will no longer sit and say nothing, because we have the victory. And we receive it now. As this place is holy, our homes are the same. You will no longer know the difference between this atmosphere and the one in your home. It will be commonplace for tears, suddenly, intercession, simple words to become powerful words. For fear to leave, because it is by His grace. And His grace is growing strong in you. And I receive it. And I walk in it in the name of Jesus. All fear is gone. And we will walk our properties. We will walk around our homes. And the light will shine. And the fire will be seen. Press will be great. I've seen the crowds running to this place. I've seen the crowds running to our homes. Not just here. Your homes. They will be filled with the glory of God. And they will come and they will say, "What is this?" Just like they will say here. There is no difference. There is no difference. Because we are the same. The person that goes home with us is the same person we are here. Because we are His. And we die to ourselves. And we press on to that mark, to that glorious prize. And we will say, just like those athletes have said, "I have not tasted of the world in so long. That it is wonderful." Those flavors of the world, they will become so unfamiliar. There will be such a line between us and the world. And it will not be by willpower. It'll be by His grace and by the Spirit.
you, Lord. I take such comfort in knowing that I don't have to do anything but just love Him. And He does it all. We don't have to be anyone but who we are in Him, who He's made us to be. And He can move. Keep our thoughts and mind on Thee. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's all for you. We worship you. God, we give it all to you. Our lives are not our own, Lord. And I'm so glad, Lord, we can lay it all down and give it to you. And we can trust you, Lord, 'cause it's who you are. You're the one. You're the one that performs it, Lord. We don't have to do anything. Just let you move. So we step back, Lord, and we give it to you. We just want to watch you move. Oh, you're so beautiful, Lord. I see you, Lord. High and lifted up, Lord. I see you dancing, Lord. All over heaven, Lord. You're excited for us, your bride, to come home forever with you. We anticipate you, Lord. We long for you. We just keep worshiping our way, all the way to you, through every day, Lord. We love you. We love you.
Myself as the healer, saith the Lord Jesus Christ, as the high priest of the church that was bought with my blood, I present myself before you. Have I not said in my word, come unto me, all ye that laden with heavy burdens, those that have labored and are laden, and I will give you rest. For you have fought. You've striven oftentimes against sin and against torment and against fear. But I say unto you that I am the healer. Understand the mystery of the gospel. For that which came first was to the Spirit, and then bled itself out unto every part of the human man. I come first to heal the inward. It is my privilege that I have given to the blood vault to receive healing for their bodies and the prosperity for their finances. But understand this, that the first place is to heal you, saith the Spirit of grace. For know this, that in my spirit, in these anointings, come forth a healing. And that healing is within, saith the Spirit of grace. For you do not need that any man touch you. You do not need to explain yourself to a counselor. I am your counselor, saith the Spirit of grace. Many of you women, now adults, have been misused at an earlier age. And even past the age of accountability, there was a misuse of your womanhood. Fear and torment have been traced back by my spirit to these places. Abandonment and fear, wrong decisions, and even the termination of life. But know this today, I am your healer, saith the Spirit of grace. Receive. Receive. Let down your wall just enough to receive the life that I give, saith the Spirit of grace. To you young men and men, understand that from the beginning, as I had a plan, also there was a plan of destruction attached to you. And you were taught the reality as it was said, this is what is real. By fathers who did not know me, by brothers who did not know me, by men and family who did not know me. And they taught you, they discipled you, even though you did not know you were being discipled, to bring forth a deviation of truth, the expression of what I created you to be as a man. But understand this, these are the grassroots of revival. For many devils control the hearts and minds of my homes and my people through so many things that were part of their past and that are buried so deep that they refuse to look at it. This is why they cannot yield in worship. This is why they cannot respond to fatherly figures or motherly figures. This is why they cannot hug their sisters in the Lord in moderation, because of fear, because of torment. The inward man is of truth, righteous and perfect. But I come to bring healing. I come to bring healing to the soul, to the emotions. I come to sweep and to cleanse my church, saith the Spirit of grace. I am not angry with you, but I do desire you to ask of me and yield to me, saith the Spirit of grace. Many of you women still carry an accusation in your heart towards your husband. And because of his failures in the past, I say, let it go, saith the Spirit of grace. Yes. If there has been repentance, if there has been blood, I say unto you, let it go in Jesus' name. Know this to her, O man, that she is my bride, and I am jealous over her. Know by which means you speak to her and honor her. Honor her with great diligence. Honor her as if you would honor me, your Lord. She is nothing of lesser value than the very pearl of heaven, saith the Spirit of grace. I come to cleanse and perfect my church. I come to bring healing, beginning first in the family. And if you will do these things, you will find an explosion. For many run after and seek after miracles and stages by which they can speak their flowery words and bring forth their doctrine to be praised of men. But I find no value in these things, saith the Spirit of grace. I am not found on those stages. I abandon those stages and I come to where truth is and the reality of where my people are. You cannot go higher until you're healed, saith the Spirit of grace. But when you are healed, you will not fight to go higher. You will be higher, saith the Spirit of grace. It is given unto you, mothers. It is given unto you, wives. It is given unto you, maidens, that will one day carry out a family. Know this, I come to you. I offer to you what many generations have passed up, and that is the opportunity to open your heart and to be healed. Of truth, there is pain, but it is a good pain. It is a healing pain. And I bring that which brings healing to you. This is private. This is between you and I. But if you allow these things, you will find that comes forth from you will be that which is issued to others. And you will be a source in this last day. This will be no name revival. For man will not be glorified, nor preacher, nor pastor, nor teacher, nor elder. But the glory of the Lord, my Son, is coming. My church is arising. There is a fear of God in my church. There's a lack of fear among those who do not know me. They speak lightly of me. But there are those who are reverently shaking because I come with a burning fire. It is not a harmful nor hurtful fire, but it is a fire to bring a burning of the chaff, that you might be healed, saith the Spirit of grace, that you may be strong in these last days, without accusation in your heart, without suspicion in your heart. Many of you cannot go a day without suspicioning your spouse. Many of you cannot go a week without fear. But I say unto you, I come to bring healing, saith the Spirit of grace. I come to bring healing to the mind, to the soul, to the memory of childhood hurts and even hatred towards those who did things to you in your innocence. Now receive life and walk in life and call yourself healed. Do not discuss these matters with those who are of a pitiful nature, who want to say they understand but have nothing of my word inside of them to take you higher or to take themselves higher. That is a lost cause. You lose for yourself and you lose for helping them. But call yourself strong. Call yourself healed. call yourself delivered, and then turn in the day of your strength and minister life to others, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. They got a couple songs they want to minister to you. But right now, we're just going to lift up holy hands and we're going to worship Him for a moment, because I can tell you that your giving is just as much a worship as anything else that you'll do. In fact, it comes out of your worship. If He can get a hold of your heart and make it elastic, the elasticity of your ability to trust Him and be generous comes right out of that place. Comes right out of that place. If I see a person who has and they're not giving, the way religion used to teach me, I'd think, pray that God opens up their heart. And I mean, they had plenty, but they were kind of lukewarm in their walk, and it showed up in their giving. And I thought, pray for them. God, get a hold of them, because they got money to give. And they're spending it all on themselves. But I was wrong. You know why I was wrong? Because it's way away from God's heart to ever start dealing with them on their giving. Because you know what He wants? He wants them. He wants them. And when He gets them and He can fellowship with them, giving will be a byproduct. It'll just be a byproduct. He doesn't want your money. He wants you. But then He'll use your money for a great outpouring. So, Father, I love You. And I praise You. And I thank You for what we're about to receive. So I ask Him right now. Just go inward. Ask Him, Father, what have You given me today? What have You blessed us with? We thank You for it. We thank You for it this time. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Miss Melody, would you do us the honor of getting these? When you bring this forward, or if you don't, that's okay. But if you fellowship for a few moments, I'm going to step aside and give you time for just a little bit. Hallelujah. How many are ready to be blessed? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you'd stand. How many just think that maybe the Holy Ghost did show up already? I'm going to have to take the rest of the day off just to recover. But we're not done yet. So fellowship a little bit. Give each other a great big hug. You know, really, I wasn't kidding. I did have that message about taking no care. But we'll get to that another time, because He's already taken all the care out of you. Hallelujah. I don't care. Well, if you don't care, I don't care. And I don't care if you don't care that I don't care. So we just don't care. We don't care. Joby?
Well, that was kind of this past week. Monday rolled around and I'm looking at the bank account and I'm looking at what's got to get paid out. My son comes to me. He's married, and he goes, "Hey, my wife's got a payment. We got to make it end of the week for her schooling. And we're broke." And I'm not talking about tied on money. I'm talking about we got no money left. So I do what I typically do. It's like, all right, we'll figure out something to do. It's no big deal. Lord always provides a way. So Tuesday, we load up and we go over to the cow pasture and we're going to pen cows and I'm going to haul some calves to the market. We go gather all the cows up. I can't find hardly any calves. I find three calves. We get two of them in the cow pens at all of them. That's it. And they're both heifer calves. And we're trying to build our herd back up. These aren't just heifer calves. These are two of the prettiest heifer calves I've ever seen in my life. And I'm standing there, I'm talking to my wife, and I said, "We got to do something." And I had this check in my spirit just saying, do not sell those cats. Do not sell them.
God.
And I said, all right, well, you know, Lord, it's up to you, because we have nothing. So we worked the cows, which was a fiasco in itself. I've never had that much trouble trying to get a set of cows through cow pens in my life. One of the heifer calves, before I ever made this decision, jumps. I mean, it's a 500-pound heifer calf, jumps a 6-foot fence and never touches it.
Oh my.
Out of the trap. Yeah, that was pretty much my science. All right, Lord, we're not supposed to sell these cats. We work the cows, we turn them out, we start home. First phone call rolls in. Guy calls me up. He says, hey, I need 6 pieces of that pipe you got over at your farm. He said, how much are they? I said, well, $75 a piece. He said, well, I want 6 of them. That's $450. He's coming the next day to get them. Next morning, guy calls me up. He says, hey, he says, I need a load of poles. I said, well, I got a load sitting on the trailer. $500-something. Well, then 24 hours of me waiting on the Lord to take care of it instead of me forcing the hand and saying, all right, I got these calves, I'm going to go sell them. God provided me with as much money as I'd have got out of those 2 calves, and I still have them.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Yay. Hallelujah. Wow. I just wish that you could have heard Marty's exhortation Friday night. It's like, these guys, same thing, waiting on God, listening to His voice. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to bring the bag back up here, empty it out, and you can come find your offering, and then you can change it and bring it back up here. Hallelujah. All the glory. All the glory, all the glory, all the glory. Amen. Before we leave here this afternoon, I'm going to pray, and then when they get done, then you'll be formally dismissed, and you don't have to leave. You can sit in the presence all day if you like. But right now, our mission is a harvest. If you're here this morning, let me say it like this. Let's all close our eyes, bow our heads in reverence to the one we love. Respect, that is the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're here this morning and you've come here and you're searching, I can tell you without a doubt your searching is over. I'm not saying that you've found the perfect church. I'm saying you've found the perfect answer, which His name is Jesus Christ. And if you'll listen for just the next couple of moments, your whole life can be changed. If you're in a place of decision, and maybe even you've made the decision before and you've walked in it for a little bit, but you've not found the strength to stay, there's a change in the atmosphere. The things that we've been praying for, we've been praying for you. We've been praying for your life, even though we did not know your name, even though we could not see your face. You have been prayed over for many, many years. And you have been destined and even predestined, according to the Word of God, to receive Christ and come in to His fullness. If you do not know Him today, if you have never prayed, or if you have prayed and you've walked away from Him, in just a moment I'm going to pray a unison prayer with the whole congregation. I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer. If you don't want to pray the prayer, that's okay. I pray that it'll come a moment in your life that you'll see this necessity. Do not pray the prayer just because I'm asking you. Pray it because you want change in your life. Pray it because you believe in the reality of Jesus Christ. Now the Bible says if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth, we shall be saved. For in the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto that salvation. Meaning this, you're born again, meaning you're changed or saved or ready for heaven because of your heart change. The mouth only completes the circuitry of that. It only finishes the act. But the real act starts on the inside. What do I have to do? Join a church? Absolutely not. What you do have to do is you have to believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins. Well, I believe in God. That's not good enough. The Bible says the devils believe in God. They're not going to heaven. A lot of people believe in God. That doesn't make them ready to receive heaven. What you must do is you must confess Jesus and believe in your heart that He died for your sins. He died for you. I'm going to ask us all to pray together, and when we pray this prayer, simply mean it. And if you're coming back from a place of where you've been out in the world and you've not been following Christ, then I'm asking you to pray this prayer. Then I'm going to ask you, the next step is, if you don't have a church, be here as often as you possibly can. We have a discipleship program here. It's called Our Services. And we teach you how to get strong. We teach you how to live a life that you don't have to fall away from Christ. So be here as often as you can. If you need help, we can get you other help. We can tell you how to go about getting stronger and how to get into the fellowship of His Word and with the fellowship of other Christians. So right now, if we'll pray this prayer together and believe it, let's say this. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in Jesus Christ. Not just in His existence, but His personal work for me. Jesus, I confess You as my Savior. Come into my life, forgive my sins, and wash me in Your blood. I receive You, Jesus, not on my works, not on my goodness, but on Yours. Heavenly Father, I have now confessed Your Son, and I believe Your Word that in Jesus' name I am, I have become Your Son, Your daughter, and am now ready for heaven. Help me to serve You, Father. Give me wisdom. Show me how to do this. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 We often pray for the sick, but there was a glory that came through here this morning that if you were open to it, that glory, that same glory was available to heal you. You absolutely needed a touch, and we are available. But otherwise, we consider that He has done the work, a great work.